Joining us today, Anna Quet, Edith Lioso, and Tom Grotewall. Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome, and thank you to all of our donors, Dawn, Lynn, Jonathan, Frandua, who's a first-time donor, Jim, Eric, Anonymous, Brian, Patricia, Pierceville Arts, Harry, and...
And Lynn, did you mention?
Oh, Lynn, yep. Just,
thank you, Lynn. And we got a new donor per month. Thank you so much. Who also likes a public affair. And thank you for giving voice to the topic. Thank you so much, Ellen. I think the new rules is that people who are calling now for us actually will go to the boys, which I think is so unfair and wrong and everything, but I might try to claim them anyway.
We'll go arm wrestle them.
Yeah.
Thanks to our producers, Jade and Summer, Lainey, our receptionist, and phone answers, Gary, Mary Lou, and Steve.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it. We'll be back again next week, and we'll need money from you then, too. Thank you very much, our guests. Really appreciate you.
WORT Madison.
That I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice. The sugar runs by.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Mel and Floyd Summer Replacement Show. I'm Mel. Floyd is on assignment, and also Mr. Smarty Pants is on assignment. But joining us today is Ruby, our pal.
On assignment is what we call gleefully being on a train with the love of his life.
Skipping out on us. Yeah, he does this every year. He puts his possessions in a bindle and puts it over his shoulder on a stick, and then they hop a freight train and go to someplace wherever the train takes them.
Well, so. See, they do this after their, like, France trip, right? So they're,
right.
like, they're
go,
trying to touch back with, like,
right,
their
right.
everyday.
Yeah, they go to Paris, and then they go to, you know, Managua or something.
Yeah, and then they pretend to be.
But, so, but.
Train
so,
hoppers.
Yeah, but this time they're the train has taken them to that burning city of Minneapolis, and the hellhole, as we all know, and in the failed state of Minnesota. So.
No, that's what I always say about Minnesota. It's like Minnesota, the failed state. You can't.
It's in their new flag. It's right in their new flag that they've got. Their woke new flag.
Their woke new flag. Well, I'm happy to be here with you today, filling in for Smarty Pants, even if he can't be here, because it's a pledge drive.
Yeah.
Which means we mostly get to talk and laugh at. And pick fun at our listeners, and we kind of have stories for you.
And they make fun of us.
And they make fun of us.
So, we are trying to raise some money here today, so it's our fall fundraiser, membership drive, whatever we call it. I don't know what the official name of it is, but
pledge drive. I think
it says fall fundraiser on the sheet here. So,
fall fundraiser. But, that's a nice.
Yeah,
got a nice ring to it.
So anyway, so 256-2001 extension 1.
Yes.
Or WRTFM.org, and then there's a big donate button, I guess.
Big
right
and orange. It's pretty easy to do.
Yep. And it'll just come, a hand will come out and just take your credit card and scan it for you.
Hey, have you seen the new shirts?
No.
You haven't? Oh,
I saw the logo.
Okay,
it looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
I hear voices.
I feel like it's exactly down your alley.
Why? Because I hear voices?
No, because you are the voices.
Oh, okay.
You know.
That's a great slogan for a radio station. So.
I think
especially one like this with like a million voices on it. So.
I've heard some like confusion about what sort of animal is this logo.
Yeah.
Whether it's a cat or a creature or like a maybe a small jaguar or something. But I think it's a minion. I think this is what the minions look like.
And we were using the term minions long before those like
the
yellow things.
Mm.
That,
You know, it was Lux's...
We'll probably get a cease and desist from Disney at some point.
Eventually. No, they're owned by DreamWorks. They're a little
less...
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They're a little less Sue happy, I think. Lux had a birthday over the weekend, or I guess on Tuesday. And on Tuesday, he went and saw Despicable Me 4 with a friend while I was at work. And he said, they really seem to be phoning it in. So that's his review.
Well, the Minions, they all want to direct now. That's they don't want to act
anymore.
Yeah,
this is Minion 60 having his debut directing.
They have their vision, you know? Their vision. And we have our vision here, but we need some cash to keep our vision on the air and keep yakking at you. So do you have the phone answer names in the folder, I think. Should we thank the phone? The phone answers are all AI generated, by the way. So they're not actually humans.
I
saw it in there.
Yeah,
earlier.
It's Gary, Mary Lou, Steve, and then Lainey, as always, is our receptionist.
Very nice.
I got confused because on this has your government name on it, and I was like, "That's how is that? a coincidence that one of our phone answers has the same government name as Mel."
Government name. I never thought of it like that. But
I called you this week, and I did call you Mel when I first told you.
I was confused because I was in the car and for some reason it didn't recognize your name, so it didn't come up as Ruby. It just came up with your number, and I didn't recognize your number, and I just assumed it was like some annoying political thing, you know.
I also then went into my spiel about why I think you should vote for redacted candidate.
Oh my. So.
All right. My favorite story of the week.
Yes.
I'm going to start with my favorite one. Doctors have discovered how to turn my skin transparent using just yellow food dye.
I saw that. And actually, a Minion sent us an email.
Mellon
Floyd mailbag.
What'd they say?
The headline says, the dye in Doritos can make mice transparent.
You know, I have a...
But Lux would be transparent at this point, I assume.
Absolutely,
I assume, since he's a programmer or something, IT person.
Uh-huh. So. They're always eating Doritos. I have a niece who is pretty sensitive to dye, and like it makes her kind of flush and stuff, and I will occasionally be eating something, like a blue slushy or something, and she'll be like, what does that taste like? And I'm like...
Blue?
Yeah, chemicals. No one's ever asked me to tell them what this tastes like, and now that I'm thinking about it, making my organs transparent.
Paper well, that'll thin. Make it easier for the healthcare in the future when everything like is cancerous. You know? They can just go, oh, there, it's on the liver now.
It's that big spot.
Yeah. So.
Apparently, though, they do say that like they just rub the mixture on the skin and then wash it away, and apparently it does not cause any harm to the animals that they know of.
Poor mice. They're always getting... The scientists, like, they love screwing with the mice. Mm-hmm. Like, remember the one... Oh, this just creeped me out. I don't... Stuff like this creeps me out. But they, like had it grow an ear out of its back, like a human ear.
Yeah.
It was like, ugh. Yeah. Or they sew... I think it grew. They might have sewn
it
on.
It.
But,
But
it was... Whatever it was like the whole Island of Dr. Moreau kind of thing. Yeah. Just was like, no, stop messing with the mice.
I mean, yeah, I think if you believe in reincarnation, there's something that you did in a past life to come back as a lab rat.
Yeah, let's try this makeup on the rat.
Hey, we're looking for some folks to call and get us started off. We've not been able to ring our bell yet, so 608-256-2001 or go online to WORTFM.org. We need your support. We're looking for a bunch of you to call.
A bunch?
Yeah.
We need a bunch today.
Yeah,
is that what she who must be obeyed told us?
I'll give you the numbers. It's 24 of you. I need 24 of you who are listening right now to make a donation. Three of you to increase your monthly donors.
Whoops. Give me a little background music here.
And one of you Oh, wow, this is a little... I'm feeling on the spot with this campaign music.
With the song?
Yeah. And one of you to become a first-time donor.
Oh, okay. And we're pushing for the evergreens, too.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
So the automatic pay thing. So. Yeah. EFT is on.
Boys, get on the winning boat. The man worthwhile with a friendly smile will get the honest boat. He'll save the country, sure, boys, from Brian Hurst and Kraft. So all join in, we're sure to win. Get on a raft with Taft.
I would not get on a raft with Taft, I'm afraid.
I wouldn't get on a raft with Taft without like really checking the manufacturer.
Yeah. Details. Making sure there's some like balancing ballast on the other side, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just sort of feel like I don't know what the weight capacities on rafts are these days. I don't know about then in particular.
But, no, I think I would just stay off any raft with Howard Taft on
it.
So
that's fair.
That's, you know, that's words to live by. So. But,
They don't make campaign songs like they used to.
I know. I brought a whole bunch of campaign songs, and if we, if the mood strikes us, we can go there. But dogs can remember names of toys years after not seeing them, according to a new study. So, research into canine cognition suggests some pets store object names in long-term memory.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know.
I can't believe you tried to make me cry on the show. That's so nice.
Poor Clopsy this week.
Yeah.
So Clopsy hates it when I go away somewhere. And so if I get a suitcase out or a bag,
he
freaks out, and then he goes and hides in the closet. Aww. Like and I always feel really bad. I'll try to get him out of the closet, and then he runs right back in there. So anyway, so this week the ongoing saga of my knee surgery, mm-hmm. knee rehab, I was able to get back in the pool, but I can't swim.
Yeah.
I can just walk. I can't swim. But so I was packing a bag to go to the pool, and Clopsy all of a sudden runs and hides in the closet. I was like, no, I'll be back in an hour and a half. And I felt so sad.
He really has been enjoying your recovery time of you not being able to go anywhere.
It's like, hey, we're going to go sit in the couch for 9 hours. This is great.
Good morning.
Feed me snacks.
Does Clopsy have any toys? For which?
No, he's not really a toy dog.
Yeah, that's fair.
He doesn't really, I don't know. He grew up in a homeless camp, so I think for him a toy was like food.
Sure.
You know,
it's sure.
Like he'd just eat anything.
Uh-huh. I have one of my cats is a biter. Really likes to bite, not to be mean.
Yeah, sure.
But sort of in like, excuse me, my food bowl's empty.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to like bite the like pointy part of your, or I guess the whole elbow's pointy. But
anywhere that's sensitive.
So. Yeah, he's going to bite. And we recently got him a puppy chew toy. So redirect. No, but I should give it a name. But we're just, you know, we have to really redirect the biting to what is a toy made for like a, you know, 8-week-old dog.
Uh-huh. Melvina's cat, her toy is the Roomba vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yeah?
She loves that thing. And it came with a little box of some spare brushes and stuff because they wear out after a while.
Sure.
And I put that in the closet, and she knows it's in the closet. And she's like was prowling, trying to get in there. And every time I open the closet, she kind of runs over and goes, get my toys out here. So she's more of a toy dog than my dog.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so fair.
Yeah, so 256-2001. It's pretty quiet here.
Yeah,
what's going on?
I don't know.
Come on, folks. Oh, we got something on the air or online here.
Christopher!
Yay!
Oh, thank goodness. Guess who's at the lab, in the lab again?
Oh, it's our pal Chris at the lab. This lab processes urine samples. It smells like pee everywhere. Mel, it's good to hear your voice again. I don't know if there was a transition there or a connection, but
I hear voices.
Yeah, I hear voices. Well, Chris definitely hears voices. We've met him a couple times at some of the festivals. He's a real nice guy. And He's so funny. He said, I've got a friend who, and he goes, I have to show you this picture of my friend. And he showed me a picture of his friend on his phone. Mm-hmm. And he looked exactly like me. It's like, whoa, that's creepy.
A doppelganger.
I know.
Wow.
I know. But I have to take this as somewhat of a compliment. Sure. He said, you're not as heavy as he is.
There you go. Yeah. You're the slim version of Christopher's friend.
Exactly.
Well, Chris, thanks for coming through every pledge drive. We really like hearing from you. And sounds like urine feels like there's less opportunity for like real chemical spills like in past pledge drives.
Yeah, and to affect his decision-making skills, where he would call in 12 or 13 times. So. This is the fall fundraiser at the $30 level. You get the WRT sticker set, for those of you who like stickers, at the $45 level, the Progressive Magazine one-year subscription, and at the $90 level, well, this is cool, the WRT Roll Top Backpack.
Ooh, I have that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, we're modeling it for. Oh, that's nice. I like that. It's a nice size.
Yeah, I will say I've been carrying two laptops in it, and it's still relatively comfortable, which feels like a real feat for a backpack.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. We also, like I mentioned before, we have the I Hear Voices t-shirt, brand new for this pledge drive. Comes in some colors.
It comes in colors, huh?
Yeah, we got pink and black, green and a teal. And it's at the $100 level. Or if you go monthly, it's just like $7.50 a month, which feels like a steal.
That's what we're looking for, is the evergreens. Well, we'll look for anything, but that's our
preference. We'll take anything.
Preference.
Help us out, please.
All right, we got a pledge here, so that means I get to play the Nixon campaign song. Here.
Nixon now, Nixon now.
A gospel feel to it almost.
Yeah. I mean, I always say the second coming of Christ was Nixon.
Well, this was his second, this is his re-election song, so in 72, so, but, you know, I came of age when a lot of the elections were not even close. I mean,
sure.
It wasn't this, you know, like right now there's like three states that matter.
And I think seven, and we're one of them.
Yeah, it depends on how, you know.
I just did a hair flip in the studio.
We're so proud here. but I mean, we had, you know, like the LBJ just mm-hmm. crushed Goldwater, Nixon crushed McGovern. Reagan crushed Mondale. I think Mondale only got Minnesota and D.C. or something like that. And, you know, and then, I mean, Dukakis didn't do very well. And so, I mean, but now it's just like, well, we know what 43 of the states, how they're going to vote. We can just put them in the column now. And they don't even need to vote. We should just have everybody, you know, just the seven states vote.
That's interesting because like every election, basically every election of my life has been like very, very close.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when you start out, when you divide up the 43 states,
right.
You know, everybody starts with, you know, 220 electoral votes.
Yeah.
And, so it's just a matter of eking over that 270 line. And
You know, there's the part of Oregon that I grew up in is trying to like secede into Idaho.
Sure.
And it's because of this sort of like my vote doesn't count mentality. And I kind of liked it as a Democrat in Eastern Oregon, is sort of like, none of your guys' vote counts.
Well, in I think it was 84 when Reagan crushed Mondale, mm-hmm. they announced him as the winner like really early, and the polls were still open in California and people were in line, and then people left.
Sure.
They heard that, oh, it's over, and that And that hurt a lot of the down ticket candidates. Oh, yeah. But so now that's why they hold off now on these projections until like 30 seconds after the polls close. Yeah. but yeah, people were in line. They go, oh, screw it. I'm, you know, going to go get an avocado or something, whatever people in California do.
An avocado and a Corona.
Is that what he do?
I don't know.
256-2001. We're trying to raise a little money here on WRTFM.org. Is that another way to do it? Oh, we forgot to mention Chris's. Is Chris here?
Oh.
Yeah, Chris's favorite shows are Mel and Floyd, Entertainment, of course, and Blues Cruise. Oh, we like Blues Cruise. So very nice. Thank you, Chris.
Maybe we should take a little music break and let folks call in during the break.
I thought the Nixon Now was a music break, but I guess not. So
they were too interested.
It's hard to tear yourself away from that. So, okay, we'll be back in about 2 minutes. And we're back. Thousands of Wisconsin residents have traveled to Illinois to receive abortion care in the 15 months after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. It's a report compiled by the office of Senator Tammy Baldwin. Data shows that in 2023 alone, more than 5,000 Wisconsin residents received abortion care in Illinois, according to Planned Parenthood of Illinois.
Makes sense.
So we just set up these little pockets of different types of rights that you have and different types of freedoms. And
I mean, I think that's like that amount of people who have the ability to travel, right?
Right, right, yeah.
There's I'm sure plenty of people who were unable to get the care that they needed.
Yeah, so, well, that was it even before Roe v. Wade. There were a lot of abortions, but it was the people who had the means to, you know, send somebody to the right clinic or had the connections with somebody. But it wasn't like just the average people. I mean, so.
Yeah. The New Zealand just named a new queen.
Really?
A Maori queen. She's 27 years old, which is the age that makes me feel like I've not accomplished anything in my entire life.
Your mom can lord that over you now. Well, she's a queen at 27.
What are you doing? She's only the second ever Maori queen, and the role is largely ceremonial.
Sure.
But she, the second tribal leader to be the Maori queen ever. So
Well, very cool. Well, you might have mentioned this on one of the weeks I was gone, but if Kamala Harris wins and Waltz becomes vice president, then the attorney or the lieutenant governor in Minnesota is a Native American woman,
making her the first Native American governor.
Yep.
In Native American governor or Native American woman? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I think Native American governor and the first woman governor of Minnesota.
Wow.
You know, I don't have this right in front of me, but I looked up, that made me curious about how many states have never had a woman governor.
Yeah.
And it was quite a few. It was like 13 or 15, and Wisconsin's one of them, and Minnesota's one of them. So,
we like to keep it traditional. Why rock the boat?
This worked for 10,000 years.
Men rule the world.
First male born becomes governor of Wisconsin.
Let's leave It's a Man's World in this this show.
We should. Oh, we got a pledge from Brad online. Thank you, Brad.
Ooh, Brad got the new long sleeve shirt.
Thank you.
Hey, and we heard from Christopher.
Again?
Yeah. Christopher says, since you can't shame people, I will. Listeners, please donate to keep your wart. Mel, I don't remember the weight comment like you remember it. Mel, you and my friend Joe have the same laugh. Oh, so you...
Oh, we had the same laugh. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he did comment that I was
skinny.
Skinnier.
You're very skinny.
Yeah. I'm skinny in comparison to somebody, so that was pretty nice. He might not remember. He may not remember it, but
it might have been all the solvents.
I file that. You know, I don't get that many compliments, mm-hmm. especially on my weight. Yeah. So it's like, you know,
you file it.
It wasn't really a compliment. It was more of a comparison, but sure. But I'll take it. So,
yeah.
So yes, do what Chris said and give to the show.
keep us here.
Chris also likes Saturday Night Style, Tropical Rhythms, and I Like It Like That. So very good. So 256-2001 or extension 1 or WRTFM.org. At the $35 level, you can get the WRT embroidered patch. At the $60 level, the WRT Road Trip Cooler. Oh, that's nice. It's like a little, like the old squishy coolers there. And at the $100 level, the new I Hear Voices long sleeve t-shirt. And it's got a little cartoon animal there. I don't know what that is. It kind of looks like a dog.
It's a minion.
It's a minion. But they're listening to the radio and they're hearing voices and they look like they're a little, I don't know, excited, agitated,
yeah.
Something's going on with that minion. They have spots on them too.
Yeah, so. You can see this online on the website also if we're not quite painting you the right picture. I have this idea,
yes,
which I could use the minions help with, which is that I think that we should make a bingo card for the debate.
Okay.
I don't have anything on it. I think there's like maybe there's like a every corner could be like Trump speaks over Kamala.
Right. Right.
And that's all I've gotten so far.
Denying you're weird will definitely be in there. So I'm not weird. You're weird.
That's a good one. If you've got any suggestions for my bingo card, send them in and maybe I'll send you a copy if I fill it up. Hey, there was a beluga whale who was a Russian spy. I'm actually very confused.
They're getting very creative.
Yeah, right. So there was a beluga.
Was it on Newsmax or Fox News?
AP News, which...
No, I meant the... Oh, I thought it was had a show. I thought it was like the Beluga Right Wing Hour or something.
No.
There's a straight from my blowhole to you.
There was a white beluga whale spotted in Norway, not far from Russian waters, who had a little harness on.
Really?
So he had a little, harness on his back.
How cute.
And people were like, oh, he's a spy. He's a little spy whale. But he was recently found dead, unfortunately,
aww,
by a father and son who were fishing.
Putin probably had him killed.
It's like didn't hide his identity well enough.
Yeah, they burned our asset. Let's get rid of him. So.
I think belugas are one of the, like that's a real joy, you know? Belugas are
they're
just
really
like...
They're sweet. Yeah, they're sweet.
And they're cute looking.
Yeah,
and you just wanna,
they're
like,
frilly little.
You want to knock them on the head.
They have like a little smile, mm-hmm. and I don't know if they're really smiling, but
I don't really believe in exotic animals, but belugas are one that I would keep. 608-256-2001 or go online to WORTFM.org. We need to hear from at least 20 more of you.
Okay. So you had the story about the scientist turning mice transparent.
Uh-huh.
This is a story. Engineers gave a mushroom a robot body and let it run wild.
Okay.
It's like a little spider body almost. That's very creepy, but...
Is there a reason why they wanted the mushroom to have a robot body?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, it's like it's from people at Cornell did it, and the University of Florence in Italy. They put a culture of edible mushroom species in control of a pair
of vehicles which can twitch and roll across a flat surface. The researchers showed it was possible to use the mushroom's essentially brain activity as a means of translating environmental cues into directives, which in turn could be used to drive a mechanical device's movement. So they could make something the mushroom liked and see if it approached it, or something the mushroom didn't like, you know, heat or something,
sure.
And see if it scampers away. But it's very creepy looking.
Yeah. I do sort of think that mushrooms are going to be, they're going to be the thing that survive us, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think that one, that zombie show, The Last of Us,
yeah.
I think I think they had it right with the mushrooms. It's not going to be a virus, or it's not going to be aliens or anything. It's just going to be some mushrooms, you know? That pizza you leave in your fridge too long, it'll eventually come out and kill you. Well, take over your brain.
It'll take over your brain.
Yeah. So, because they're like zombie vampire type things.
Like, yeah. And they're also like just incredibly resilient.
Right.
And they're pretty good at, I think, like eating things that are toxic to the rest of us.
And if like one of these mushroom zombies comes at you, you know, like in the movies, you can always blow their head off with a shotgun. But if you do that with a mushroom, you've got like 1,000 mushrooms.
Spread the spores.
Spread the spores around.
Yeah.
That's our analysis of the zombie apocalypse. So. But 256-2001, extension 1. We're trying to get some people to call in at the $100 level. You get the I Hear Voices long sleeve T-shirt. At the $120 level, the WRT binoculars. These black binoculars give you a closer look at birds, architecture, bands, and your neighbor who forgets to put their curtains down. So
yeah, and did you know it costs just about $100 an hour? For us to run this radio station.
Really?
Yeah, so that's all the sort of...
Who's getting all that money? Like big...
Nobody.
Big electricity or something?
Big electricity. You know, when you break it down for like the software and the equipment that we have, our bills, the really small staff, the other, you know, fees that come across, it that's what... adds up to. So it's approximately $100 for the show to run, and you know, we get some of our listeners to chip in. It really makes it continue to be free for everyone who is listening.
One thing we've done over the years is and again, this is thanks to the Evergreen, the automatic payments, is we've cut down the number of fundraising shows we have to do in a year by a lot. I forget the numbers, but it's probably half of what it used to be, maybe even less than that.
Yeah, this pledge drive's only 10 days, and usually we're about 2 weeks in the fall, so you're only having to hear this, you know, this pitch for 10 days. it's so much nicer, I feel like, to give early in the pledge drive, because you get to like have the feeling like, oh, I gave,
right?
And I can sort of know that I did my part.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what we usually works on this show is we have to wear people down. We have to just you know grab their ankles and cry and you know, plead, and then eventually we wear them down after an hour or so. It's like that's like when I go out with somebody.
Yeah.
It's the same strategy.
Yeah. Come on, please.
Please, fine. If it'll shut you up.
I mean, you know, here's the other thing, the truth of the matter of pledge drives is it really does show what shows that you really value and who's listening to the shows. And so, you know, if Mel and Floyd is a show that you really like, if it's one of your favorite, your top three on WORT, it's you're sort of voting with your dollars to say that, like, this is a show I want to continue having on. And we will keep, you know, Mel and Pants here until... forever.
Until you carry us out.
Yeah. So. Until I've trained your AI to to just continue on.
I don't know if this is accurate, but I saw a story this week that said something like 60 or 65% of the news stories online were AI generated.
Oh, boo.
But I kind of get it because you read these stories and they're so poorly written, and then it's like, get to the point. Yeah. You know? I mean, I know the idea is to keep you on the page and keep that.
You keep getting all the ad revenue.
Yeah, right. So it's like, well, you know, back in 1847, this nobody knew this was going to happen, and then it's like, I just want to know the one thing I'm doing that's killing me. Yeah. You know, they don't put it but they always put it at the last paragraph. So.
You know what's the most wild news stories I've been seeing in the last several years is news that is just like regurgitated like TikToks. Have you seen these?
No.
Okay. I'll occasionally like come across something that is like this woman like says she doesn't volunteer at her school. Instead, she like sends Venmos, and then it'll be like a whole article that is like basically exactly what this woman said in her TikTok, and it's like, I don't really know why did I read this? Anyway, we're not that.
They do that with X, Twitter, whatever.
Sure, yeah.
Those are quote news stories. Yeah. It's like, you know, oh, the reaction to, you know, this speech or something.
Yes.
And then they quote like three people on Twitter who were upset about, you know, they didn't use the Oxford comma or something. And it's like, that's not a news story. That's three people who are upset about something.
It's like regurgitating.
Yeah. Oh, then it just repeats everything. I mean, they'll quote the tweet, and then they'll do a screenshot of the tweet, which is the same thing.
Yeah.
And so it is, you know, I mean, I've got a very valuable journalism degree, and I learned how to write, you know, the inverted pyramid thing where you put the most important stuff right at the top.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy that now it's the inverted pyramid where they put the most important stuff at the bottom because they want to keep you reading.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, bringing it back to the pledge drive, because that's what we're here about today, is just to say that, you know, WORT is a place where you can still rely on getting good, well-researched news that is specific to our community. And you're never going to come across ads on the WORT website, right? You know, even some other local papers who are doing good work, you still get on there and you're like, oh, here's an ad for a mattress company, or here's, you know, an ad that is targeted to me through like the Google algorithm. That's not something you see at WORT. You're getting, you know, sort of real, clean news.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because folks continue to donate to the station and making sure we don't have to rely or we don't rely, right? We don't accept ads, and that's a huge part of what we can do here.
So when I first started volunteering engineering on the news a few years ago during COVID, I hadn't worked in a real newsroom in a long time, and it was very interesting to see how people would verify things that they were putting in their stories,
and the
producer would ask questions saying, how do you know this I mean, it was like, it wasn't like just what we're used to is people just throwing crap out there that they feel like, well, I feel like the, you know, climate change is made up or something. I mean, you know, but it was like, and very simple things like, you sure this is on First Street? I thought this was on Second Street. Things like that, you know, and that's what real good journalism is. You're looking at this and saying, is this true? Is this real? Is there some context here?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that has been lost in most places now with this emphasis on just, you know, getting the eyeballs.
Yeah.
So, all right, we have to take a brief break, play some announcements, but we need you to give us a call, 256-2001, extension 1, or go to wrtfm.org.
Yeah, we've only heard from Brad and Christopher, which is... We need more of you.
They're coming.
They're coming.
We wear them down.
They're coming.
They have very weak minds.
Okay.
But it takes a little. It's like when Darth Vader controls his people.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes he has to choke them a little bit.
Sure. I'm feeling nervous, you guys. Though. Please donate.
Yeah, it's tough. You're the sub here,
I know.
So it's like, well, people hate you, I guess.
Please donate.
Oh, no, we love you. So, all right, we're going to play some announcements and then be back in a couple of minutes with, you got any news over there? We should do some news.
Yeah, I have some news. I have a local story that happens at the zoo.
Okay. And
I've got one that about sharks who like jazz, but not classical music.
Come on! Get out there! Get it! Get on the good foot!
The Wild Rumpus Circus welcomes back the iconic political theater company Bread and Puppet to Mazomani for a two-pronged theater attack. The traveling troupe present their newest show, The Beginning After the End of Humanity Circus, at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 21st, in the downtown Mazomani Performing Arts Pavilion. Bread and Puppet are also offering a theater workshop on Friday, September 20th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Rumpus Room, also in downtown Mazo. Workshop participants have the option of performing with Bread and Puppet the following day at their outdoor performance. Founded in 1963 by Peter Schumann in New York City, Bread and Puppet Theater is one of the oldest nonprofit, self-supporting theatrical companies in the country. For more information and to sign up for the theater workshop, go to therumpusroom.org. Wild Rumpus Circus welcomes Bread and Puppet back to Mazomani on September 21st in the downtown Mazomani Performing Arts Pavilion. Bringing you diversity and performance, this is WORT 89.9 FM Madison.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and the Wine and Hop Shop, located at 1919 Monroe Street, specializing in home brewing and winemaking supplies for over 40 years. Open to in-person shopping or order online for curbside pickup, in Madison delivery and shipping of supplies at wineandhop.com. WORT thanks its listener sponsors and the Wine and Hop Shop, located at 1919 Monroe Street, specializing in home brewing and winemaking. WORT thanks its listener sponsors and the Wine and Hop Shop, located at...
Support for this program comes from WORT's listener sponsors and Isthmus Newspaper. Isthmus is back on newsstands the first Thursday of every month, and now a nonprofit. Isthmus continues to expand its independent coverage of local government, the arts, and all things Madison at isthmus.com.
See, I'm flustered. I was messing up with the Wine and Hop Shop. We're brought to you by the Wine and Hop Shop, by the way.
Have you heard that?
Yes. Words going around. So. So we've got got a pledge. It says sharks for funk, but it's just, I don't see any other information there. I think it
was
just
anonymous says sharks for funk.
Just for a comment there. Okay. So.
We're looking for about 20 more of you to make a donation during the last 18 minutes of the program. We have something coming in from Mary Lou, our phone answer. Thank you, Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou.
Luis from Madison made a generous donation and is getting the binoculars.
Oh, cool.
He's going to be able to birdwatch all over the place. Luis, I recently was on a pontoon boat.
Oh, fun.
And we sort of, you know, went around and looked at the big houses on Lake Mendota. And I was like, I wish I had my binoculars, which feels creepy. I don't know that I should be wanting to, like, peer into people's homes. But if you live on the lake, I should be able to look into your home.
It's fair game. Yeah. also, a pledge from Anonymous in Madison. Thank you.
Thank you, Anonymous.
So, thank you so much. And that says Sharks for Funk. There we go. Oh, we talked about that one already. So, yeah, sharks love jazz music, but they don't quite get classical music, apparently. So,
okay, so how'd they discover this?
I don't know. I can't get through to the story now.
Remember we were talking about paywalls, y'all. This is what happens. Well, I'm glad that the scientists are spending their grant dollars in a way that's important.
What kind of music? Well, I mean, maybe if you want to attract sharks or repel them.
Oh, that's true.
You know, it's like they play classical music at convenience stores to drive away teenagers.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it's the same thing there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, classical music where they play that, like, the mosquito buzz, you know, the noise that only young people can hear.
I love that. It's like the one thing that I've got going for me as I get older, you know. It's like, because everything else is like kind of falling apart.
Sure.
And so it's actually able to use one of my,
your failing senses. Failing.
It's like, that doesn't bother me. I can't hear it.
I would say that
Plus, people in my generation, we all went to a lot of really loud concerts.
Yeah.
So
your ears are shot anyway.
Yeah. Mine are pretty good still.
Which is why you hit the thing so many times. You're like, is this playing?
I haven't heard this yet. No, that wasn't. That was just total clumsiness, just motor skills. So, yeah, hey. I can't. I'm sorry, I can't get the shark.
Oh, no worries.
Jazz story to come up. It's just.
It's just spinning.
Yeah.
A judge decided earlier today that Donald Trump's hush money sentencing will happen after the election.
Yeah, of course. So. We wouldn't want to influence the election in any way.
Of course not.
with his criminal behavior.
I mean, at this point, what is going to affect? I don't know that this hush money, like this is original sin. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know that this is going to impact.
Yeah. What? Oh, he's a crook?
Yeah.
Why didn't someone tell me? One of the political, I've started, you know, when I was laid up, I watched a lot of TV.
Sure.
More.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to read all these books, but I also got COVID. And so I had like foggy brain for a long time. So I would read like a page and I'm tired. And so I would just watch crappy TV.
Yeah.
And I was watching some of the streaming services that have commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all political commercials.
Obviously,
now. And,
yep.
But there were the Sumpac. Pro Kamala pack is or anti Trump pack is found a bunch of people who voted for Trump in the past who are saying they're not going to vote for him this time, and it's like, what was it? Where was the line for you? You know, these people go, well, I voted for him twice, but I'm not voting for him this time. It's like, did you just come out of a coma or something? He's the same guy. I'll give people a little bit of a pass in 2016.
Because
if you weren't paying attention, you just thought of he's the boss. He's the tough guy.
Right.
He fires people. You're fired. And he's going to go there and pound the table and get some stuff done with these pointy-headed bureaucrats.
Right. You're voting against the status quo.
Right. Yeah. And that's always, that's always a winning game. Not always, but it's a good thing to latch on to. They do. It's like running against Madison in Wisconsin. You know,
right.
I'm running against those liberals in Madison,
yeah.
So I kind of see that. But you know, by 2020, you had 4 years of him, you know, trying to buy Greenland and trying to redraw the hurricane map and throwing paper towels at people in Puerto Rico and just. Everything else.
Yeah, ludicrous behavior.
And trying to steal and trying to overturn the election.
Sure,
And, you know, attacking the Capitol and all that stuff. I mean, you know, that should count for something.
Well, maybe that's what did it for them.
Yeah. So.
Is the sort of lawlessness of the after effect.
That could be, So that's true. That's true. So.
I have a local story, which is that a woman was arrested and banned from the Henry Vilas Zoo on Wednesday after entering the donkey enclosure and battering zoo staff.
The donkeys?
The donkeys.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with donkeys.
I don't mean either.
I wouldn't mess with any of the wild animals
They're going to kick you.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is not something that happens very often, but you will be arrested and banned from the zoo.
Yeah.
So those are the consequences.
And the donkeys get a free kick at you, too. that's the bad part. My kid used to volunteer at the zoo when she was like in, I don't know, high school or junior high or something. And she called me because I would pick her up after work. And she called me one day and said, can you pick me up a little late? And I go, why is that? She goes, I'm feeding the giraffes.
Aww.
And it's like, of course.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I'm stuck in a stupid cubicle here. Arguing with idiots.
You're working hard so she can have those.
That's true.
Magical giraffe experiences.
Yeah. So, much of the nation's stormwater infrastructure was designed decades ago, maybe even a century ago, to prevent floods. But studies show that these can exacerbate flooding during the severe weather events that are increasing around the globe for some unknown reason. This was research by the University of Michigan. So it shows that these things that are supposed to help with the flooding are so crappy and old now that they just make it worse.
I think you can tell people who lived on the isthmus in 2019 or whenever we had those horrible storms, they're like, yeah, yes. Yep. I remember images of like...
The flood drainage is to create floods.
Yeah, I remember there being images of like cars floating in people's apartment basements.
A pledge.
We got a couple pledges. Oh, there's one online if you want to read that one.
Got a pledge from Sean. Sean likes Melon Floyd, Insurgent Radio Kiosk, and Democracy Now. Very good. Thank you. So, says, biking through the athletes preparing for Ironman. Sadly, no danger of being mistaken for one of them. Rushed home to get my donation in. Way to go, Sean. Go Team Ruby. Continued good luck with your recovery, Mel. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Sean. So, that's so kind. Hey, we got a Jill Anderson called in from Lodi, Wisconsin.
Oh, love Lodi.
And got one of those wonderful new long sleeve t-shirts in forest green, which is a nice color. The same color that Sean got. So you guys will be matching.
They'll have to coordinate, not wear it on the same day. So.
Joe likes Melon Floyd, Green Morning Radio, and Back to the Country.
Very nice. Thank you so
much. All wonderful shows.
All right, we got 10 minutes left. We need about 10 pledges,
maybe 12.
Something in that neighborhood. So 256-2001 or extension 1 or WRTFM.org. Just hit on the old donate button there, and you'll probably figure it out. So we're going to take a really short break here and give you a chance to... clickety click or to pick up your
call.
Phone. So, okay, we'll be right back.
I for president, I for president, I for president, I for president. You like Ike, I like Ike, everybody likes Ike.
For president,
hang out the banner, beat the drum, we'll take Ike to Washington.
We don't want John,
or Dean,
or Harry,
let's do that big job right. Let's get in step with the guy that's hep, get in step with Ike. You like Ike, I like Ike, everybody likes Ike.
We all like Ike, okay. We have a pledge there, I think.
Yeah, from the original Zoltan.
Oh, the original Zoltan. Cool.
From calling in all the way from Ann Arbor.
Wow, very nice.
Likes Melon Floyd, and Craniac.
Oh, come on.
And do said not. That the beluga whale that it was a spy was pushed out of a window by Putin. Push it out of a window right back into the ocean.
Have some polonium tea.
Oh, man.
All right, so we got one pledge?
Peter, sorry, the original Zoltan.
The original Zoltan. Okay, so we need 9 more pledges. We got about 8 minutes left. That's a little more than one a minute with my incredible mathematical skills.
Such good math. Hey, did you see that there's like this whole thing at the Arlington National Cemetery between Trump campaign managers and someone who worked at the cemetery, or I guess they're staff person. And Trump has really gone on the fence of being like, it never happened. There was never an altercation.
That's always their. They've got their it's whatever happens. It's like that didn't happen. If it did, we were right. If it really happened, it wasn't that bad. And then they go circle back to they made it up. You know, so
and really the reason that he's going on so hard is that the Arlington National Cemetery staffer was like, okay, like we're going to sort of like drop this. We're not going to make this a big deal. We don't want to like upset the families.
Sure, sure.
And so then Trump's like, all right, no one's coming at us about it. So I'm going to go ahead and go on the offensive. And his deputy campaign manager has now been identified as one of two of his employees, essentially, who.
Right. Well, they shoved the. It was a woman. So, of course, they were bullies when it was, you know. But Yeah. That's...
So he says it's not. It hasn't happened.
He said it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, the day it broke, yeah. The story broke. There, his spokesperson said, "Well, we have video of the event that'll prove our side of the story,
sure.
And we're trying to decide whether to release it or not." It's like, you don't have any video,
yeah, no.
Or if you do, it's yeah. It doesn't show what you're saying. Because
yeah.
I mean, if they had the video, they would have just released it right then, you know. But but they're such transparent
yeah.
liars, and so.
Transparent liars. I like that.
Yeah.
That
so
phrase.
There's the Trump boys are getting into doing some kind of Trump crypto.
Okay.
Thing. So, you know, if you give us some money, we might, you know, put a little bit of that in there and really turn it into real money. That's what
yeah.
I would think. So that's a.
We're going to diversify our investments. To Trump crypto.
Can you imagine? And I mean, anything more crooked than Trump crypto?
Ugh.
I mean,
I feel like that's going to be in the history books.
but they're always like late to the party. You know,
yeah.
They did the NFTs about 2 years after everybody else
uh-huh.
had done NFTs, and then you know the crypto. There's a million of those now, and plus having Eric and Junior in
yeah.
charge of it. No.
No, thank you.
They stole money from a children's cancer charity. So I'm not going to give them any money to play with. Plus, we know what Junior would do with it. But,
yeah.
Oh. 256-2001. We got about 5 minutes left. Or WRTFM.org.
We're looking for about 9 more of you to make a donation in the last 5 minutes of the program. If not, it ends up going to the Real Jaguar, who we like. So
yeah, we love the Jaguar.
You know.
So Illinois is thinking of getting a new flag. They
really should. They've had that one for so long.
Yeah, and they've got kind of your basic, just you know, like the Wisconsin flag, kind of. It's just a boring banner with a bunch of. Done by committee,
sure.
So there's a bunch of stuff thrown on there.
Yeah.
And I think they're jealous because Minnesota's got a nice one.
It's a really nice one.
Yeah. So,
what stage are they in? Just sort of in the planning.
They're looking for like suggestions and stuff like that. So,
have based on what's legal there, not here, we could do a big pot leaf and like
show like dollar bills flowing from
yeah.
Wisconsin,
like a fetus with a cross through it. I'm sorry, that was really dark.
Come here for all of us. All of your freedom-loving needs.
Give us a call, 608-256-2001, or go online like David just did.
David, thank you.
Thanks, David. From Stoughton. Likes Mel and Floyd, Green Morning Radio, Mud Acres. And we also heard from Jim from Glen Falls.
Jim, thank you.
Who tries to catch Mel and Floyd streaming every Friday.
All right. So we also have pledges from Margaret. Margaret's from Monona.
Oh, I love Monona. Represent.
She likes Mel and Floyd, 8 o'clock buzz, and a public affair. We got a pledge from, who's this? Harry. Harry, oh, our pal Harry. We love Harry.
Thanks, Harry.
So, but Harry likes Mel and Floyd, Democracy Now!, Letters in Politics. And he says, tell Mel, hope the knee gets better. So it's getting there. I'm doing really well. My physical therapist said I was like the best of all their.
So you're the
ACL.
Best.
I'm,
you're skinny.
I'm
just the compliments are.
Look, I'm trying to build up my ego here. A rough couple of months. No, but I'm like, she said, you know, out of all the ACL patients we see, and she said we see a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm sure
you're doing the best. So,
wow.
So I'm like the valedictorian.
Yeah, you really are.
Of the
I'm proud of you.
So yeah. So but.
All right, who's that last one from?
Laura, our pal Laura. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
So and Laura likes Mel and Floyd and In Our Backyard. Thank you so much.
Would you hand those ones to me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, what do we? I think we need about 2 more.
Yeah. We honestly, you guys came through. I was a little.
I
was nervous.
We have to wear them down. We have to wear them down. They're feisty. So.
We've got like 2 more minutes.
Sometimes you have to use like shiny objects to distract them, or soothing
yeah.
nature sounds. Sometimes that works. And when we meet them in person, sugar cubes. Then. Oh, there's one more.
Wow.
Oh, we just need one more now. Oh.
All right, one more. And that's you. One more. Robin. Thank you, Robin, from Oregon.
Oh, it's my neighbor.
Thank you, Robin, for always coming
happy
through.
Happy belated birthday, Robin. It was happy, her birthday like, 2 or 3 days ago.
So. Happy birthday, Robin. Yeah. Thanks for giving us your birthday gift. Robin likes Democracy Now!, Mel and Floyd, and loves all the programming, including the classical music.
Okay, so.
I want to quickly thank our phone answerers. They were Gary, Mary Lou, Steve, and Lainey.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank Ian's Pizza for the pizza that hopefully is still in the back room that I can have a piece of.
Not with these termites around here.
And I thank you to everyone who donated during this hour. You really stepped it up like we knew you would because the Minions are the best.
I want to thank Dave and another Dave and Jim, Sean, Anonymous, Christopher, Brad, oh my goodness, here, who's this? Christopher again.
I think Christopher was the first one.
I think so. Yeah. Yep.
Great.
And then you've got?
Yeah, we've got Margaret, Harry, Laura, Luis, Robin, Joe, the original Zoltan, and I think that's everyone.
All right.
Again, really appreciate it, you guys. Keep on reaching into your pockets and donating to the station during the pledge drive, WORTFM.org, or go or call the station 608-256-2001. It's the weekend.
Extension 1. So, all right, it's the weekend. I think we got another one real quick here.
No, I think it just flickered.
Oh, did it
right?
just flickered? Yeah, you're right.
You wanted to hear that, Dave.
It's 2 o'clock. You're listening to WRT 89.9 FM Madison. Rubio, it was great to see you.
You too,
thanks
Mal.
For coming in. This was fun, as always. So, yeah, stick around. The kiosk is next. After that, Who Cooks For You with the Real Jaguar. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Do you like it? The girl over there put funky pants on.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Friday, September 6th.
Seen two bloated egos like Elon Musk and Donald Trump hug up recently in their marriage of political convenience made me think, boy, there's two who really do deserve each other. The only question is which one will betray the other first. My money is on Musk. Yes, Trump has built his entire career on the art of high-profile betrayals, from real estate scams to marriages. But Elon's crass duplicity is even more naked. Please excuse that image.